AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration is making space for immigrant teenagers as it scrambles to handle a huge jump in unaccompanied children crossing the border with Mexico.
The AP has learned the administration plans to use Dallas's downtown convention center to hold up to 3,000 immigrant teens. The Health and Human Services Department's been rushing to open facilities to house kids otherwise held by the Border Patrol, which is generally only supposed to keep them no more than 3 days. It's been holding them longer because there's next to no space in the HHS system. A GOP congressional delegation led by top House Republican Kevin McCarthy visited the border today and blasted the Biden administration for a border surge.
What's happening right now is beyond a crisis.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the focus should be on solutions, not labels.
We recognize this is a problem. We're focused on addressing it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden, Vice President Harris on the road this week touting the coronavirus relief bill.
Shots in arms and money in pockets.
Harris spoke to nurses in Las Vegas.
You all are the heroes of this moment, and this is historic.
The Senate on a 51-40 vote confirms New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland as Interior Secretary, making her the first Native American to lead a cabinet department and the first to lead the federal agency that has wielded influence over the nation's tribes. Judith LeBlanc is with the Native Organizers Alliance.
We're also very realistic about the work ahead. Deb is not going to be able to solve all the problems we face as tribal nations by herself. She will need tribal leaders, Native community leaders to lean in to the new possibilities.
The Interior Department also oversees other issues, including energy development on public lands and waters, national parks, and endangered species. This is AP News. The NCAA announces the seedings for the Women's National Basketball Tournament. North Carolina State, Stanford, South Carolina, and Connecticut head the regional brackets in San Antonio. One legend will be missing at least the first of the tournament.
The University of Connecticut announced longtime Huskies women's coach Gino Auriemma is isolating at home after testing positive for the coronavirus without experiencing any symptoms. The team's lead doctor says Auriemma did not have close contact with any Tier 1 team members since Friday, and they've all tested negative since. The top-ranked Huskies have earned one of 4 number 1 seeds in the tournament. They'll play High Point on Sunday. They're set to leave for San Antonio, but Auriemma has to stay behind for at least 10 days. The nearly 67-year-old coach just received a second dose of the coronavirus vaccine before testing positive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.